Listener Production.
14 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Calls for Canberra to step in and save St Helens Private Hospital as its closure date approaches. The facility offers mental health beds and Hobart's only dedicated mother-baby unit. Independent member Andrew Wilkie says he's asking the federal government to step in so it can stay open.
I was talking to the CEO of an interstate service provider who has expressed an interest to me in establishing an inpatient mother and baby unit in Hobart.
Government spokesperson says the Royal Hobart's paediatric ward is well suited to take in those patients. Another airline is coming back to Hobart, Rex, promising to shake up the travel market. Regional Express will fly between Melbourne and Hobart in mid-August for $79 one way, making it the cheapest option for travellers. 14 and 16-year-old boys have been arrested in relation to a couple of alleged Moona armed robberies. Police say the pair stole cash from two shops at Albert Road overnight. And there's a good sign for Tassie's housing market despite the cash rate hike of 25 basis points earlier this week. Hobart is going against the rest of the country, seeing more homes on the market. President Hayden Grove says it's the reason we are seeing more affordable homes.
There has been a bit more supply come in, so new listings to market have increased significantly in Tasmania.
Buddy Mania will grip the SCG this evening as the Swans host the Saints to kick off round 13. Tonight's game is number 350 for the star forward. Travis Head and Steve Smith have steered Australia into the box after the opening day of the World Test Championship final against India at the Oval. Head's blasted an unbeaten 146, with Smith just 5 runs away from another ton to have the Aussies at 3 for 327. And a massive win for the Jack Jumpers, signing last year's MVP Milton Doyle for the next 2 years.